Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I always feel really strange when we... You say it. You say what we're talking about.
Oh, today we're going to talk about a time when you swallowed something. Hopefully it, something weird.
Yeah, no, it can't be like, oh my God, was that food great?
Yeah, or other ways you might think of swallowed.
What? Like drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm not following. Do you know what she's saying?
Mm. No.
Wasn't there just another... Why aren't these things illegal? The magnets? They have to make those illegal.
What? Magnet?
The fun little magnet. It's a kid's thing where they're super powerful, but you can...
Are they the little balls or no?
Yes.
Oh.
And you can make things with them because they're so strong.
Magnet tiles?
I don't know what they're called.
Not the tiles. Those are bulky and you can make houses and stuff.
Yeah, these are little things and you can form them into a skeleton whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You make stuff with it. And I'm sorry, you know this. Kids put crap in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They just do.
This was on an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A woman who worked at this radio station, who now works at another radio station, her kid was one of the kids who did it.
No way.
Here's the problem with them. If you swallow one, it's going down, and then you swallow another one, if they're not in the same spot, they want to get together. And they will go through
your
together.
Intestines.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's in the folds of your whatever.
Okay.
No, they'll get together.
That's to hurt so
create,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're going to swallow them, swallow a clump. I'm not saying don't swallow
don't
them.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't ever swallow them. But another kid just did it.
They're called specks, by the way. The
specks?
Little specks, S-P-E-K-S, the magnetic fidget toys. It feels like for a 10-year-old and up.
It is. Well, this one seems intentional. This was a 13-year-old boy who swallowed nearly 200.
200?
Yes.
What?
They formed chains in his bowel, cutting blood supply and causing tissue necrosis. So they had to do surgery on this kid.
Oh, my
So this is the kind of swallowed stories. I don't think anybody's story is going to rise to this level of swallowed.
Do they even come in packs that big? He's like opening up other ones to keep swallowing them.
What's the motivation?
No idea. They have to taste delicious.
No.
Are you kidding?
Stop. But like, you know your kids.
Oh, yeah. They put lots of stuff in their mouth.
I just saw a TikTok or something over the weekend where people were like, if you can't get your kid to eat carrots, and they just started throwing carrots on the ground, and the kid was like, no. They just pick it up off them because they're like, because your kid won't eat it if it's on a plate, but it's like, oh, that's on the ground. I'm not supposed to put that in my mouth. And they just fork it down.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Jeez.
Oh,
my
gosh. All right. Oh, my God. You have a story.
I have a swallowed story.
Okay.
And I did dissolve into tears telling you guys this recently.
Do I not remember what it is?
I don't think you do. I was laying in bed one night. I must have been like 9 or 10, and I had a wiggly tooth.
Oh.
The problem is the wiggly tooth had a crown on it, and I was laying down, which is so stupid, and it wasn't that wiggly, and then I just, and it went flying into the back of my throat, and I sat up and like, my hand had blood on it, and I wiped it on the wall trying to sit up, and I was like, and that blood stayed on the wall for a long time.
What?
And this isn't blood on the wall. This is swallowed. So when you sat up, you swallowed it?
Oh, the moment it lodged out of my mouth out of my gums, it just...
Straight down.
Yeah. I was laying down on my back.
So it hadn't... It just...
Oh. Had and no other place to go.
And I never saw it again, so...
You didn't try. No. If you really wanted that Tooth Fairy money...
I did not try. You'd have gone I believe the Tooth Fairy came that night. My parents gave her a call and said, we're not looking for that. So
just come on by.
Yeah.
They could have turned you into an archaeologist. You could have just
every day
been like panning for gold.
Oh, a
crowned molar down the pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was awful.
The number of tooth stories you have is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
It's traumatic. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've got a swallowed story, no matter what it is, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I used to definitely enjoy the taste of pennies.
Erin.
Are you being serious?
How I got my hair color.
Okay, that's stupid.
No, but yeah, I definitely swallowed at least like 26 cents over the course of my
Would they come out?
Yeah.
You know this because it was like,
you guys, what do you mean pennies? I could not get myself to swallow a penny today.
I don't know.
Yes, you could.
Are they shinier when they come out? I know we're all thinking it.
No, not thinking it.
Okay.
Because you know, if you put it in a Taco Bell bag, they come out like a brand new mint.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It's the Taco Bell hot sauce, right?
Yes. Taco Bell hot sauce.
You said the bag.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, the little. You shove them inside the little hot sauce packet.
And it just like, saying is, we shouldn't be eating that hot sauce.
But it's delicious.
No, it shines your insides up and shines up all the pennies in her intestines.
It's like a cleanse.
So, and your parents knew that you were doing this and they couldn't stop you?
I don't know if they knew.
Because you were making them go broke.
I remember hiding under the dining room table and just...
Erin.
Once we're out, multiple dollars, we'll address it.
Yeah.
But never bigger money.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. And all pennies.
All pennies.
Dimes are smaller than pennies.
Way smaller.
Yeah. Did you try dimes and didn't like the taste?
I don't know.
Dude, copper's better, though. They're not even copper anymore. Guys, they're zinc.
Yeah.
They're like made out of zinc now.
I'm so grossed out.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
What?
I just thought you were going to barf. I like it. I can see that.
Got any change, Erin?
What's wrong with kids?
Go to soda.
You can't afford one. I only have 26 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. There's two stories that we have here that I don't understand. Two different people have somehow swallowed their false teeth.
Well, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not a partial. It's not one lone, like a whole top denture. If you can get that down, you're like, congrats on the wide throat. But like, what? I didn't mean it for that reason, weirdo.
Congrats.
No, but it's like a weird, like, how do you...
You'd have to try to do it, it seems like.
You have to try to swallow your teeth.
That makes me, like, have a gag reflex thinking about it, so. Just thinking about dentures going, okay.
Do the teeth come out clear? I know we're all thinking it.
No!
gross.
Would you keep them? Because the deal is, do you know how expensive that is?
Yeah.
To swallow dentures?
No, to dentures in general. Like, you'd have to be, you first off, you'd know. Yeah. Like, the day your one molar came out, probably didn't know. If a full partial's coming out, you're like, oh.
No way those are getting processed. This one woman nearly died. They had to give her the Heimlich maneuver.
Ugh.
So she didn't swallow.
The Heimlich or the... Never mind.
What?
You don't know the other... Never mind. Mm-mm. You don't know it?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Okay. If you've swallowed...
We are not mature enough for this.
Yes. If you've swallowed something weird, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing swallowed stories, and Tiak is upset he didn't get to tell what happened.
What did you swallow?
Mine's embarrassing. When I was in, like, probably kindergarten, my first, like, real friend, I had a play date. So I went over to his house, and he was, like, the coolest kid ever. And we sat down in his room, and he was eating paper and was like, you want some?
Oh.
And you guys know me.
You are such a follower, dude.
Now imagine 6-year-old me. I was like, of course, yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
It's been a while since I've had
some. Do you have any Grey Poupon? Yeah. Like, so you just fired
so
down.
We sat in his room and ripped off pieces of paper and ate them. And I remember my parents picked me up and were like, you ready for dinner? I'm like, I'm kind of full.
I ate a lot of paper.
Yeah.
Did it come out?
I don't know. I don't know. But it was way too much paper. And I remember he was like, yeah, you know, like tags off of shirts, paper.
So this kid had a thing and he tried to get you into it?
Yeah. Where is he now?
Yeah.
He owns a paper company.
Michael Scott.
Okay.
I don't know where he is. Yeah, I don't know.
Before we get to the phones, you said there's an interesting text.
There is. A woman texts in. It's doing that thing where it's all out of order. So
yeah, I got you.
But she said, when my son was 5, he swallowed a nail. He showed me the kind. It was a small Brad nail. Went to Children's. They ended up having to go in and get it out. Turned out it was a 1.5-inch wall nail. The surgeon made a comment that they were surprised he didn't even nick his esophagus. He was very lucky.
I left this out. My former mother-in-law was a sewer.
Oh.
And she had needles in her mouth. She was going to thread or whatever. And then she coughed.
No.
I don't understand how coughing is out. But she did
you go in first.
She inhaled first. Straight in.
No.
And then they did the x-rays and they're like, it's in your lungs.
Oh,
so they're like, we're going to have to do radical exploratory surgery. So then they put her on the table and they're like, things move around. So we need to look. We're going to take one more x-ray before we like actually cut you open. And on her way to x-ray, she coughed again. And they're like, now you've swallowed it. So they didn't have to cut her open. Like,
what?
She coughed it back up and back down.
You guys, that sounds like my worst nightmare. I got stabbed with a needle just on my hand a couple weeks ago. And I like panicked.
Oh my God, I'm a diabetic. That's a daily occurrence. Get over it, princess.
Well, I was in my wedding dress, okay?
Can you imagine though?
No!
I mean, you inhale before you cough. I never thought about it.
Yeah, cough right now.
I just coughed. Yeah. I didn't inhale first.
You gotta get the power to cough.
Starry? Starry? I think we scared her.
Hey?
Hey?
Yeah. Swallowed.
What got swallowed?
It was my dog. When he was a puppy, he ate like a bunch of our chair. We left him alone at home, and he swallowed like several bits of wood and cushioning off of one chair we had.
Do you have to go in and get that?
I pulled a bunch out of his mouth, but he mostly just crapped it out the next few days.
Yeah. Poor puppy.
Did he make a new shape out of it?
Yeah. Sit.
We would have. We had to throw out the entire chair, actually, because it was that bad.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
This is why you,
of course.
Okay, you don't leave your puppy out.
No, but they just...
Do you think it's going to eat a chair?
Certain dogs...
That's crazy.
We had a boss here who like bought a boxer, and they were like, they put in a room, took everything out of the room. It's just the bed.
Still got through the wall.
No, it ate the corner of the bed. Ate a big chunk of a queen-size mattress. They come home, it's like, whoa. It's like no longer rectangular. And they're like, what the what?
Yeah. Boxers just go like, dogs are crazy.
Okay. Katie?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, swallowed. What happened?
I swallowed. So I was about 10 years old, give or take. I could have been 9. I don't know. I don't remember that far back at this point.
Okay.
But I was on a Girl Scout trip in on Catalina Island, and you know how they always like doing those golf cart things on Catalina Island? Well, we were doing one of those trips, and I accidentally, well, like, I don't know, accidentally on purpose, it wasn't really my fault, but I swallowed a bee.
Oh, no!
I remember a quick chew before I swallowed.
No! The chew makes it. The chew actually helps. No,
are
it does
you
help.
Yourself? Allergic?
Oh, I can't.
But if you chew, then it can't sting you. If it's stuck down in your throat and it's like, oh my God.
But it could still sting you because it's just, it's there.
I know, but it's not trying to sting your esophagus.
I just thought of Katie biting a bee.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
It didn't sting me. Somehow it didn't sting me. I did crunch on it. It was more of like a peppery, chicken-y flavor, I'd say.
She's like a critic now. The Catalina bees are a little bit on the peppery side. Thank you.
Go on. I've been meaning to work more bee into my
Leah?
Hi.
What'd you swallow?
Well, I didn't swallow, but my 3-year-old ended up swallowing a button battery.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, but they're not magnetic or anything.
They're poisonous,
aren't they?
Yeah,
they can cause some serious damage, but after spending 24 hours in the urgent care, actually the ER at Children's, we asked him why he did it, and he said because he wanted to be a robot.
But that's so sweet and so cute. Yeah.
Turns out that doesn't work.
Right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
News or nope.
I'm under caffeinated today, so in order to get me a little more pumped, this is the sound effect. If I'm not gonna nope anybody's story, this just means I'm getting tired and I'm gonna try to wake myself up. Okay.
The nopes are refreshed.
Yeah, brand new nopes this week. So turned into just anarchy and hatred.
Yeah.
Last week. So let's try to keep it clean.
Let's do it again.
Change it.
Okay.
Change it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yesterday was the New York City Marathon. Has anyone else been crying all day watching all these videos?
The signs.
No.
I can't say that word or else you count it as a no.
Oh, that's okay. You can say no. I have not been crying. You guys don't get empathetically distraught over watching people finish the marathon?
Because you can't?
There's something so beautiful about like, they
you
worked
did it.
So hard.
Yeah, okay.
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 But
for what?
To put your mind to something and to do it. Okay.
I'm really torn because I know what she's trying to do. I agree. Like, I get sucked down into the algorithm, like I've said before, golden buzzers on America's Got Talent.
Right.
Whatever. But she's trying. She got noped hard on the Olympics, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is different.
No, I have a crazy story from yesterday.
Well, I'm just saying, but you're like, you're trying to tie it in. Don't you just love it when someone has tried and reached their goal?
Yeah, I saw like, all through the Olympics as well.
If you say the O word again, you will get
it. Okay. So the story I want to tell is there is a Broadway actor. His name is Jordan Litz.
Okay.
And he completed the marathon, had a 1-hour break, and then went and played Fiero in Wicked on Broadway.
That is insane.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Irresponsible. As a member of the cast, what are you doing?
If you're his understudy, you're stoked he's running a marathon.
You're like maybe he won't finish in time. So he knew he
had to finish in a certain amount of time. I don't know what his time was, but it was like he only had so much time and then he had to book it to the theater.
If Nikola Jokic was like, I ran the marathon and then we have a game tonight, people would go, irresponsible. We need all
so
your energy
different.
And
that's
focus
so
for
different.
The game tonight. What do we pay you to do? No, all the people are buying
tickets.
The
game is athleticism.
Right.
And being in Wicked, what does he play in Wicked?
Well, he's Fiero, so he probably sings and dances.
There's a lot of
dances.
Cardio, for
yeah.
sure.
But I just
Stop
think
with
he's,
your face, Hat.
I just
it's
think
radio.
He's so good that it's okay.
I don't know. If I bought a ticket, I'd be a little like, that guy seems like he's sweaty.
Well,
I'd be
I'm
disappointed.
Sure he
he's
showered.
Not giving it his all. He spent most of his energy on the to run around New York.
Have you ever
this?
Thought about being less grumpy?
Yeah, like, have you ever thought about having goals and dreams?
Have you ever thought about
my dreams to run around? Never thought of it, actually.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Another Debbie Downer news. What is going on with David Harbour?
Oh, and Lily Allen.
Oh, is he
and
the,
Lily
he's
Allen
the
and
sheriff?
Millie Bobby Brown. Like,
He might be on
Hack's list. I might write him in as like a
no,
little
No, I don't think he's good enough to be on Hack's list.
Oh,
Hack's
he was
list,
so
Hack
beloved.
Takes,
yeah, he was.
No.
The first like three seasons of Stranger Things, yeah.
He doesn't have the Taylor Swift, Dave Grohl. Who else is on your list? Beyonce,
yeah. The Rock is, because they're so beloved. And they also are controlling their narrative a lot. And that's what makes me the most skeptical.
Okay.
Yes.
He just wasn't doing that.
There's not any negative.
I don't think he's that.
Sad, though.
Yeah.
Something. All I heard was assault charges, maybe?
Harassment.
And
there
you go.
Not sexual, just plain old harassment.
Just being
bullying.
A mean dude on set.
And bullying.
2:11.
Yes.
Okay. Millie Bobby.
Because he had said in an interview, like, she's the kid on the show. I want to protect her.
Okay.
And it was probably very, I don't want to say groomy, but kind of.
So he's not a good guy, but it's
no,
her
and then
word
Lily
against-
Allen dropped a whole new album and just unloaded all of the details about their divorce.
And they were married. Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
So he's not good?
He's
I don't
not
know
who we
but
thought
he
hasn't, was.
In Hack's defense.
He hasn't said anything.
But he hasn't tried to be good. It's the people like The Rock that are like, I'm above reproach, which maybe he is.
In fact, I think David Harbour, I've seen interviews where he talks about his struggles with alcoholism.
Yes.
And how he says, like,
oh, okay.
I was not a good friend. I was not a good son. I was not a good person for a long time because of my disease.
He owns
and
his
like,
flaws. Probably not these particular flaws, but he's not like.
When I think, because wasn't he. Is this the kind of his first thing he was really like known? I'm sure he was in things. He was a working actor or whatever, but this was like
this
his
is
big...
all I know him for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, then he got kind of skinny and he's played superhero something, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was in with Florence Pugh and Black Widow.
Yeah.
He was in Black Widow. Did you know that he was a supporting role in Brokeback Mountain?
Interesting.
Supporting role.
Yep. I've seen it. That's just what I found.
Why can't I quit you?
I actually had never seen the movie either.
You haven't?
No.
He would run a marathon before he showed up.
Can I? Oh my God. We have no other time to do this, but we did a bag drop.
Yeah.
And we did a bag drop at King Supers in Thornton, like 136 and whatever. It doesn't matter. The next one is in Green Valley Ranch. Set an alarm in your phone if you're anywhere near Green Valley Ranch, Saturday at 9 a.m. I forget her name. God, I want to say Jennifer, but it might not be. She was a listener who listens to our used to drive from Greeley to Westminster for her job.
That's
and
right.
now she so she had a 45-minute commute. She listened to our show every single day. And now she has a shorter commute. Well, she heard us saying we were going to do our movie marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she went inside King Supers and bought us popcorn. And then you J-Holes didn't come over.
Well, wait. I already had plans. I could not do the movie marathon that day.
Okay,
but I do feel bad, and also I will not watch Lord of the Rings.
No,
come on!
The reason
Dane was so excited.
Listen, I am with Erica. We're not going to do it. We're not going to watch that movie. But now that we have popcorn, the reason I brought it up right now, we're going to watch Brokeback Mountain.
Oh my gosh!
We're all gonna get in my house, dress as cowboys, mostly you, Hack.
Okay,
and do you know anything about the movie?
I know. I wish I knew how to quit you.
There it is.
I've never actually seen it though, but I want to.
We're gonna watch it together.
Maybe we should leave YouTube to that.
Anyway, thank you to if your name's not Jennifer, text in right now.
God,
you told us your name. That was such a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
To buy us popcorn for our movie marathon we didn't do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy birthday to my son Leo today.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Leo.
I didn't do it.
What were you going to call him?
He was going to say no. N-O.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. But in other news, I won't take too much time with that. Law and Order's
Hold on, how old is he?
He turned 6.
Oh, wow.
He'll be drinking in no time.
At 7:10 tonight, technically. That's what his mother said. I was like, can you
at
believe?
At 7:10? That's his birth time?
I said, can you believe we have a 6-year-old? She said, not till 7. She's going through something.
Were you guys that way? Nobody did that. You didn't wait till your birth time.
No, but I knew my birth time.
I forget.
Yeah, I used to dunk a basketball on my birth time that every time.
On a severely lower
severely lower.
So unsurprising.
All right, give your story. What's your story?
Law and Order's George Pagazia. I'm not sure who he is. He actually foiled a real-life abduction. He saw a man kind of being handsy with a woman in New York City, trying to convince her to get into a car. He intervened and actually saved the woman from an abduction.
Oh, my gosh.
So he learned what he picked up on set and used it in real life. Yeah. And then he ran a marathon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
I don't want Erica mad at me.
Well,
I don't know where Hack stands on this, but I have to get something off my chest.
No, Slacker, if you tell me what I think you're about to tell me.
I fought it and I'm still fighting it, but I'm ready to put my tree up.
Halloween was essentially yesterday.
But the tree is, it's a Christmas tree. I understand.
It sure
is. But it is a symbol of Christmas.
It's just of the season.
Right there on the horizon.
You don't even need to put ornaments on it yet. Just have it lit up.
Guys,
until after Thanksgiving.
All crazy. Has anyone ever heard of Thanksgiving? Has anyone ever heard of harvest season?
Okay, but can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever hosted Thanksgiving?
No. No, why would I do that?
Have you ever gone to somebody's house for Thanksgiving?
Of course.
Was their house festive?
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but...
Harvest.
But would it not be even more festive if over in that corner there's a...
Wrong holiday. We're not there yet, buddy. No. We're not there yet.
Don't call me buddy. We're not buddies.
Okay, fine.
There's something.
We're not there yet, buddy. No,
we are there. And I know why. Because when you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I watch every year.
I love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
It's a Christmas parade. Yeah. There's nothing Thanksgiving about it. It's a Christmas parade.
He's burning you.
It ends with Santa. Ends. Because it marks the beginning of Christmas season.
I'm genuinely surprised that you're not amped to put up decorations because you have a new place. It's the first time decorating it.
You're a dog mom.
Yeah.
You're a fiance.
Almost bought stockings for the three of us yesterday.
What? Haven't you heard of Thanksgiving? You're skipping ahead.
They wouldn't have gone up. They don't go up until Black Friday.
That is insane.
Christmas begins on Black Friday.
But if I have anybody at my house, which my house usually ends up being the land of misfit toys, as I've said. Like, if you don't have a place to go, just come. Don't. There, you people in this room can, but I'm just like, if you happen to know where I live, you don't jump the fence. Right. But like,
yeah. He's a great chef.
I will. But I want my house. The only thing you could put up for Thanksgiving is like the cornucopia or whatever.
Cornucopia it up, baby. Leaves.
I'm not going to go to your party.
Like a pilgrim
wrap.
Yeah, you can have that with a tree in the corner.
No. I can't believe the three of you are sitting here and going,
I'm in my gray sweater today.
And on early November, smells like Christmas.
No, what we do is the first 3 weeks, whatever, of November, Christmas. Last week of November, Thanksgiving. Then back to Christmas.
I don't agree with what she's saying. I think we just start, this is the ramp up. Like, I won't put any presents under my tree.
Yeah.
You better
right
not.
Now, it's just...
That's like
Now I'm going to present so hard.
That's a second week of December thing.
So hard. No, yeah.
I will give you that because especially if you have young kids, you can't really put them out.
Or
really.
Dogs will eat them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want them getting to them.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think it's fine.
You guys.
No presents.
You are sickening.
Hack?
We're actually mentally better because putting up Christmas decorations early is better for your mental health.
But why are we skipping holidays?
We're
we
not
had
skipping
this
it.
Debate when she tried to make it Halloween on like August 1st.
No, and Aaron's a psychopath. But
thank
this
you.
One is correct.
No,
this
you don't
one is
to
correct.
Pick and choose
yes,
like that.
You do.
You don't.
Because the fourth quarter is basically Christmas, and we tolerate you weirdo Halloween people. And then the second that's over, it's
we
time.
We are the pre-holiday to the holiday. So
yes, what the day after, like. There's a radio station in town that's going to flip to Christmas. Now, they're idiots.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I thought you were going to say that was okay. And I was like, come on.
No, they're idiots because if you really want Christmas music, you just get it on Spotify or whatever. Or you just, like, I own Christmas CDs.
So you're saying you'll decorate for Christmas.
Yeah.
But no Christmas music until after Thanksgiving?
Probably not, no. But I still want my house, when I dim the lights, I want it to feel like, it's like, can I turn my fireplace on? No, that's for Christmas.
No,
gotta
that
be snowing
is a
outside.
Cool like, weather thing.
Right, and so
and
is a Christmas
weather.
Tree. Like,
no,
I think Aaron's Nike Grinch shirt is probably one of the best shirts I've ever
Thank
seen.
I really love
in
it,
my
and
life.
I complimented her on it, but then I thought, it's not Christmas yet.
Okay. Hack. So
Thanksgiving's the worst holiday. There's nothing to it. Every holiday ever has a meal attached to it. That's all Thanksgiving has going for it. It's just a meal.
Sorry.
Just skip it all.
You're forgetting about being grateful and thankful at Thanksgiving.
KALC and KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Time for other people's problems. We abbreviated OPP because there's a really cool song.
What?
Oh my God. Do you even listen to the music that plays underneath us?
Sometimes not.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me. I don't know who sings it.
Naughty by Nature? Oh my God.
Oh, I've met them. Okay. Anyway.
It's getting worse and better at the same time.
Okay. Anyway, this is Other People's Problems. Has nothing to do with any of the tangents we just took you on. T-Hack?
We have Kathy today, and her husband is trying to change the plans on her.
Oh, but I bet. Kathy?
Yay.
What's happening?
Well, me and my husband have been married for 2 years.
Okay.
Lovely.
It's good. And we've always had a plan to get married and then have kids 5 years later. That way we have time to, you know, enjoy being a married couple, travel the world, and enjoy life before the kiddos come along.
Can I just take a quick time out in this room? I know not everybody's married and not everybody has kids or whatever, but is that a real thing? Like, we just talked about, like, we're going to have kids, and then it's just, we pulled the goalie, and when it happens, it happens. But you have a plan? You're like, I need X amount of...
I know the day that we're going to pull the goalie.
For real?
And maybe that's, like, way too personal to share, but yeah.
I think times are a little different. You have to put in a lot more thought and strategy, almost, when it comes to...
And we met a little later, so we're like, okay,
we gotta hurry a little, but not over hurry.
But also, let's take our time, yeah.
And we met earlier, and we were very much like, we're gonna just be young and married for a while. And we were for, I think,
over 5 years. But you didn't have a number.
It was like about 5 years, probably. And that's what we were.
Yeah. Literally got pregnant on the honeymoon. Literally.
You did?
Yeah. We got married on March 17th. Noah was born December 13th. Do that math. That's 9 months.
Yeah.
Bam-o. Okay. Yeah.
So some people plan and some people
just
don't.
Like luck out. Okay. So Kathy, so you're still a few years away from wanting the kids then. So if you're 2 years into your marriage, then you need at least 3 more years before you have kids.
Good math.
Thanks. Yes.
Okay.
And my husband's father unfortunately recently passed away. Oh. And ever since then, my husband has had baby fever.
Man, mm-hmm. doesn't that give you baby fever, though?
Well,
apparently not.
I take that as a no.
Her lack of an immediate yes is the answer you were not looking for.
I'm happy to practice, but...
Why does he have baby fever? Is he trying to reincarnate his dad? I'm not trying to be weird, but like, what's the...
No.
It's too late to give his dad a grandson or a granddaughter, so what's the baby fever about?
Well, he's realized life is short, and he feels guilty that his dad never got to meet any grandkids.
Oh.
And so he wants me to get pregnant now so that his mom at least can meet the kids before it's too late.
Okay.
Okay, that's brutal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is she, am I allowed to ask, is she in good health? Like, is she looking fragile?
Maybe that's not the way to ask it. Is she well, would have done?
Okay. Well, I'm just,
yes.
Does it look like there's a timeline on it?
I think she's okay. I mean, knock on wood. And look, I 100% want to have kids, just not right now. You know, it's just not what I agreed to. I want to travel. I want to see Paris. I'm just not ready for my life to be over just yet.
Oh. You're... Your life to be over? Is that... I'm sorry. Is that what you think being a mother is?
No. I mean... The freedom to travel and
life as you knew
it. Want to will
it's
be
it's a little
over.
More That's, limited.
Yeah,
it's different.
And my husband is an only child, so I get that I am their only hope for grandchildren.
Relatable.
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
It's dictated, you know.
And I get what she's saying. I don't think your life is over, but that's why we were so like, we're going to be young and married and we're going to go out to concerts and bars and stay out late, like, and do all these things while we're young, because then once we have kids, we don't want to do those things. Like, we've done them.
Yeah.
Now we're so locked into the kid life and the parenting life, you know?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
I'm going to get the phone number in here real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. Was that just misspeaking then? Is what we're saying? Or yeah. Was that?
I think that there's truth to it a little. Like, one of my best friends is pregnant right now, and she went through a lot of feelings of like, everything's going to change. Like, everything is going to change. But I think there's also a flip side that it's like, it might not.
Can I just, I mean, Kathy, I'm not in charge of your uterus, obviously.
And thank goodness.
But let me just say
thank
this.
Thank goodness.
I sort of had your attitude, and our lives were over when we had kids. But then we made friends with Chad and Stacy, and those people didn't change a damn thing. Mm-hmm. They just lived their life. And I looked at them at first like, you guys are bad parents. And then I looked at me and I'm like, nope, it's you. You're a helicopter parent. You're neglecting your marriage. Like, we shut it down and put the kids in front of us to a point that is real unhealthy.
Interesting. Mm.
And so I'm, again, not trying to tell you what to do with your lady parts, but you're going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you look at children as the end of the end, then that's exactly what it's going to be.
Mm.
It doesn't have.
Yeah.
You can go see Paris and have kids.
Well, say, do you feel like a kid could come to Paris?
Sure. Or you can be away from your kid for a week.
Yeah, but now you're planning your walk around Paris with like, well, when can we get a nap in and when can we get a feeding it? Like, it is just different. It's
but you
not
can
like-
leave the kids with your in-laws, the ones who are alive.
Well,
yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Them.
But, okay. Here's the problem. Does he get a say in this? Because it's her body.
Correct.
But then we're saying she decides when they have a baby.
I feel like I have a surprising response to this. And I'm a little bit with him. Because, like, when you go through something like a parent passing or something, of course you're going to feel differently
yes.
about life than you did when you were 24 and made this decision.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you guys are.
And I think you don't want to live your life for other people, but I don't think you want to only live your life for yourself either. I think there's a balance in, like, will you regret it if she dies? And if your kids don't ever meet their grandparents.
And there's no cousins because he's an only child.
I mean, there's a lot.
There's
like,
cousins on your side, maybe, but like.
The grandma's a factor and your kids going, you never got to meet them. And lots of people are that way. It's not the end of the world. Like, things happen, but that's a consideration.
Kathy, this is heavier than I thought it was. Like, this,
tell me
I mean,
about it.
Yeah. So you're 100% on board with having a child.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just in 3 years.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out if I'm being selfish, if I insist on sticking with the original plan or, you know.
Well, and my ideas are all very expensive. Like, go to a fertility clinic. See if you guys will be able to have kids fast, slow, whatever. That costs a ton of money.
Yeah, it does.
Have a kid, travel with them. Oh, that costs a ton of money. It's just, I don't know.
When they're under two, it doesn't cost anything. Just drag them along.
Oh, might cost your sanity.
Okay, there are mental costs for
I'm
sure.
I'm really torn on this one.
Yeah.
Because I'm with her. Like, you don't get to change the plan, but also.
Plans, I mean, life, people.
I know.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
None of my plans have ever worked out.
Right. And look at where you are.
Great.
You have a killer job, a great fiance. Oh, no.
Yeah. Amazing family. Oh, no.
That sucks. Yeah. Too bad you didn't do the plan.
Shoot, Kathy, I might have turned.
Hang on, Kathy. We're going to figure out what happens to your uterus.
No, stop.
Well, I think we have a limit on that word. We're getting close.
I'm sorry. I just didn't like some of her. Like, I want to go to Paris.
I don't know that she said it like that.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Anybody else hear it that way?
Yeah, it's...
Like, her husband is coming to her saying... I have a new sense of mortality. I have a new... My plan has changed. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, but doesn't grief make you act a little crazy?
Oh. I would have used the word differently.
I guess.
Erin's allowed to say whatever she wants.
Okay, so... Can we at least talk about this? Does her husband have a say? Yes, but how much of a say? And should she be? She's asking the question. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling her selfish. She's asking, am I being selfish? Yeah. I can definitively say yes.
We haven't even gotten into the whole, like, her body will be forever changed.
Uh-huh.
So does she get to enjoy things as they are for 3 more years?
Life changes. That's okay. If you've got, pick a side with logic, with emotion, whichever way you shoot. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Kathy. They got married, had a plan.
Yeah.
5 years, no mm-hmm. kids. Now right. his dad died.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe 5 years is too long. My dad never got to hold our kids. So
I don't want my mom to miss out on that opportunity.
I know. It's so tough because it's like, well, you can't go back and change.
Right.
You can't, but like you can go, do we really need to see Paris right now? Or should we really get the grandkids? So they are grandkids. So they're not just kids. They're actually mm-hmm. grandkids.
Like, well, it's a two-way street too. Cause if the grandparents don't get to meet the kids also don't get to meet the grandparents.
Correct.
And you don't know what you're taking away from somebody.
Yeah.
If they're not given that mm-hmm. opportunity.
And her husband's an only child, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is.
The only grandkids this mom is ever going to get to. But she's like, I was thinking 5 years from now before I have kids. So it's her body in the end, or is it their decision?
Right.
Whoa. Antonio?
Yay.
What do you think?
All right. So, I mean, I definitely understand where he's coming from. I lost my mom when I was 17.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, like, I understand where she's coming from. You know, 3 years in the greater scheme, it's not that long, especially when you account for just medical and scientifically, people are living longer.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel you see the trend of people actually having their kids later so mm-hmm. that they can do those things. Once it changes fast and hard, but they're going to live, you know, outside of crazy circumstances, they're going to live longer.
But here's my question, Antonio. And I didn't have the courage to ask Kathy this.
Okay.
Let's pretend her dad died and she moved the timeline up. This isn't even an OPP. She's like, we're having a baby sooner. It's like, okay.
Well, mm-hmm. two people have to participate in that.
Correct. But I'm going to tell you right now, he's not calling the radio station going, she's moving the timeline. It's, it's just like, okay.
I think it's so... I understand. It's a bit of a double standard.
You know I'm
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But it's so hard for him to essentially make a choice about her body.
I know it's her body is the vessel, but he's going to be a father.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I worry about what it could potentially do to their relationship if something does happen to his mom. I don't even want to put it out there. And he goes, see?
There you go.
I told you.
Ugh. Yeah,
and that's I don't think that's fair, but I'm just, it's a reality.
Devin?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think give it some time, like another year, and have the baby.
So you're on a compromise, like
one more year, but have the baby. Man, they better get traveling then.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, do they have the money to do both right now?
Right.
That's the thing. I have two beautiful girls, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I've been to Hawaii, California, Florida, and traveled with them. And there's nothing better than a feeling to see a little you enjoying it with you.
Those things aren't Paris.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm fully on Devin's side, but then I have this bucket list. I want to go to Italy.
Yeah.
And the idea of taking a 3-year-old to Italy? Nope. That's not the Italy I'm thinking about.
My Italy.
Yeah, no, I don't want to have a table of salted meats and red wine and a kid going, ah!
Well, then take the year and go to Italy.
Right. Someone said, have the kids sooner and grandma can watch them while you go to Europe. It's an option. Someone also said, she's not their only shot. He could leave her and have kids with someone else, which I think he should.
Let's go!
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Something really weird happened a few days ago. And I'm curious how each of you will feel about it. And I think each of you may have a different take on it.
Okay. I love when that happens.
Yeah. So I don't know which one's going to be right, but
what are you right now? What's your take? Are you
I feel it was just weird.
Okay.
I don't feel.
Well, now I really like it.
I don't feel like nervous or like off about it, but I'm really curious what you guys would think if this happened to you.
I just want you to know that I feel like you're nervous and off about it. If you're saying you're not nervous and off about it, then you definitely are. I think you're masking something.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Okay, So I was walking with my fiance and with Swanson. We were walking to get
Swanson's her dog, for those of you who aren't fangirls of...
Okay, Swanson recently got noticed before me.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
It's way too soon to be talking about this as much as... But like, we're doing these King Supers bag drops.
Yeah.
Where we show up at different King Supers and we give you... the rare and elusive Slacker Show bag. And the last one was a roaring success in what I believe we're calling Thornton.
Yes.
I get why people call it Brighton, because there's Brighton addresses that are the most of Brighton feeds into this King Supers. Doesn't matter. The next one is in Green Valley Ranch, which is technically Denver.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You didn't know it was? What'd you think it was?
I mean, I guess.
Because Denver,
like,
DIA is Denver. So there's that little swath of land. It's basically... GVR Boulevard, which is between 40th and 56th off of Pena and Tower Road. One of the highlights of this last bag drop was Swanson came.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I thought that was just me.
No, people were like, oh, isn't it so fun when people go, oh, well, is that Swanson? Like if you brought your kids, they'd go, oh my God, is that Leo? You're like, oh, it's such a fun moment.
That was when he got noticed. The woman hadn't even seen us yet. And she looked at him and said, I know you. And I was like, oh my God, my dog's famous.
Your dog is way famous. He's so cute. Anyway, will Swanson be making an appearance at the next badge?
Everyone's down with it, for
let's go. So it's Saturday, 9 a.m., Green Valley Ranch. I'm so sorry to hijack that.
That's okay.
You brought up Swanson, so I had to say Swanson's next appearance is at Green Valley Ranch.
He'll be signing
at 9
autographs.
Yeah, not even getting paid for it. So he and I and my fiance were walking, and we ran into a woman with like a pug, I think. And I always do the, oh, is your dog friendly? Because Swanson wants to say hi, whatever. So she's like, oh, yeah, he is. Sometimes people can't, or dogs can't handle his energy, but it was fine. And she had a friend with her. And the friend says, you look so familiar. Actually, they asked Swanson's name first. They said, what's his name? I said, Swanson. And then they said, you look so familiar. And I said,
Erica, you're on Instagram every day. Like,
right, I know. But I said, me? And she said, yes. No.
Oh.
Him.
Swanson?
To my fiance.
Oh.
And she said, and I got like caught off guard, because look, if there's anyone in our relationship who's going to get noticed out and about, it would be me. And that sounds D-baggy, but
you have blonde hair. Yeah. You've got an energy about you that's a little.
I also do this, and he works from home.
Right.
So.
And does not have social media.
Correct.
In any way, shape, or form,
where,
right?
Like, our faces are plastered on it. Right. Like, you might come across our videos.
This is so crazy, because this happened to me this weekend as well. Where my boyfriend got recognized and not me.
Weird.
Okay.
So then she was like, I don't know, something about him and Swanson, in particular, the name.
So she knew your fiance and the dog?
She said the fiance looked familiar in relation to the name Swanson. My theory is I post them two together constantly. I'm always, because I'm not taking selfies all the time. I'm taking pictures of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
That's my theory on it. But I did have to double check with him and ask if maybe he's on the dating app using Swanson get women. And I don't believe.
Oh my God, I believe you did that, Aaron. I don't believe.
Well, because a young girl was like, I recognize you. And I was like, oh, do you? Why do you recognize him? What app are you seeing him on?
Instant, the second a girl, you guys go fully.
We had slightly different reactions.
But you still had a little bit of nerves. Like,
I waited like an hour and a half, and then I was like, there's no way that. And he was
she
like. He said, no, of course not. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, but it's kind of like. Really bad to do that to a guy standing there with his fiance or girlfriend.
But I'm wondering, because I just Googled him, the man you named your dog after has a very big mustache like your fiance.
That's true.
Did so she was thinking was of Ron Swanson from Park and... Yes. No, she wasn't thinking...
He doesn't think so.
Her fiance familiar. Does not look know. Anything like...
The
no.
mustache.
No.
And the
he does have a mustache right now.
Who... Just top of your head, first thing that springs to mind, who does he look like? Has anybody ever said that Dane looks like somebody?
No.
Nothing. Not like...
I've heard
even like
Nate Bargatze once.
Like,
because they're both gray.
You don't have to say it quietly. Well, it happens.
He doesn't mind. His mother minds. So.
Like TX, somebody called him Dave Grohl recently, oh, yeah. which was fun.
That was hilarious. No, that was great. That was really funny.
So he's not, does he have an OnlyFans or something?
Oh,
I don't think,
do you think
so.
You don't think so?
I think what it is we go everywhere with Swanson in our neighborhood. So that's got to be it. But like, why wouldn't I look familiar?
Okay, so you're over the idea of being mad at your fiance.
Yeah, I'm not.
And now you're mad at this girl.
No, I'm not mad at her, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
What's her motivation other than stirring up crap in your relationship? Like, there's no reason to go, huh, I feel like I've seen you and the dog without the bee.
I think like, she feels like maybe she met them before, which is possible. Sometimes when I'm still at work, he'll take Swanson and go to like the brewery down the street. Mm. He's not hitting on chicks.
Oh, dude, he's bringing a chick magnet to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do you think I bring my daughter to bars?
Oh, my.
You don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You could argue
that I'm enraged again.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
This is becoming a real, like, teed off with T-Hack, except
enraged Erica.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. You know? No, you know what? I'm going to tell you this.
What?
I don't think it's real.
Oh, no. I
think you're
upset.
Manufacturing the emotion right now. You might have been mad, but you're trying to hold on to it. And I want you to let it go.
If any of you three say one specific thing, I will flip a lid. Please, is that what the kids say?
Maybe back in the 60s they said that.
I'll fly off the handle. Yeah. Do any of you like daylight savings?
I have been waiting for this moment for all of my life.
I am destroyed by it.
The worst song ever.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
It's clearly the best song.
It's like 9 minutes. You're like, we get it. You feel it coming. What? Like, write another lyric.
He doesn't have to.
He says, I feel it coming.
And
in
I've been waiting for this moment for all of my life.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Okay. What is the Lord? He never says what the moment is.
Oh Lord. This moment.
I've been waiting for it.
This is the one he's been waiting for.
It could be applied to many things, T-Hack.
I guess. I think it could have just worked a little more.
What do you call an old princess? Is that like a
queen?
A queen, maybe?
What do you mean? No, that doesn't necessarily mean old.
Yeah, maybe like an old maid.
Yeah, like an old maid. Okay, well, I'm changing you from princess to old maid because there's two types of people in the world. Those who complain about daylight savings time and young people.
No, no. Do you understand? Yep. My dog, and I have to imagine that T-Hack's kids had a similar response, you know, because dog motherhood is much similar to parenthood.
Yes, they're almost exactly the same thing, you martyr.
Right. Yeah. No, but
they would barely put their leashes on this morning.
5:45. And I'm like, it's 5:45.
Yeah, it's
but
really.
He
6:45.
Doesn't know that.
He thinks it's. Yeah. 6:45.
And frankly, why is he getting up at 6:45? I'd also love to talk about that, but we don't have time for that today.
Because grandma didn't train him right.
I'm his mother.
Okay.
So I'm not grandma.
Yeah, but you're very old. You're a very old mom.
I was looking for other things. There's Dowager, Queen Dowager, the widow of
a king.
You're
still on
like,
the old
yeah,
princess
I'm trying
thing?
To find
oh,
a yeah. name for it.
Okay, so
I just, none of you feel personally affected by, I was having anxiety
this
last night.
This is the easy one.
Yeah, I felt
this
great.
Is the one where you get more sleep.
My sleep like, score was a 93.
Yeah.
I feel great.
This is the good one.
What on earth? Yeah,
this is the good one. The other one is the bad
it's
one.
It's so good that it's going to get dark at like 4 p.m. soon.
Yes, who cares?
I do. I want to go on walks after work.
Then go with a headlamp.
It's not
Grandma.
Safe.
It
maybe
is.
One for Swanson. On his little
that's
collar
very
or
cute.
Vest or something.
Women can't walk alone in the dark.
You won't be. You'll have Swanson.
Oh, don't. No.
Okay. Take your fiancé.
Yeah, maybe he could come. But
okay, I'm just like, I don't. It's. I have vowed my whole life, because my parents, this is why I want T-Hack on team anti-Erica right now, so it's tough for me. But T-Hack is slowly slipping into old man T-Hack because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're that commercial.
What's the forecast tomorrow?
Well, today's the chilliest day of the week. We're going to get a little bit warmer the rest of the...
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's that guy who knows the whole forecast. Like, we are, mm-hmm. once again, going to a King Soopers... This coming Saturday.
Right.
We're going to the one in Green Valley Ranch, GVR. Like, for GVR Boulevard and Tower. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hack, what's the forecast for Saturday?
I think we're looking at low 60s for Saturday. For the high.
This is what a nerdy is. This is what I'm saying. So, the things I've been trying to avoid my whole life, giving a crap about the Rockies, knowing the forecast, and caring about daylight savings time.
Like the Rockies, the team, or the
yes.
actual?
No, the Rockies, the team.
Okay.
Old people, I'm so mad at the damn Montforts and the Rockies. And then they're just mad about it, but they know the forecast, and they care about daylight savings time.
Okay.
He's got one of them. You've got the other one. You guys are slowly but surely becoming the worst nightmare. Like...
But
don't be old.
True.
Who
don't
cares?
Feel, but it impacts your sleep. It impacts your
this
daylight.
This was a positive impact.
No,
Aaron's a 93.
No, because then my dog at 5:45 was going.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yes, that's you not training your dog.
He's all messed up.
He'll
when
get
we're
used
on vacation.
To it.
Guys, I don't know how this does not hurt any of you.
I genuinely felt like I slept for a long, long time Saturday night or whatever. Yeah, Saturday night. And then I felt like Sunday was really long.
I agree.
It felt like it was an extra, like, extra length to the weekend. It was great. I thought,
got up, piddled around the house, and then I was like, oh my God, I was going to get a ruck in.
Yeah.
And then I looked up and it was 10:30 and I was like, oh man, I'm going to have to haul ass through a ruck because the Broncos played at 11. So I strapped everything on. I just started going as fast as I could. I looked down on my watch when I was about 30 minutes in. I'm like, it's got to be 11. So I'll start listening to the game. It was only 10.
Right.
Because I was looking at the microwave clock.
Oh, yeah.
Because those two clocks hadn't changed themselves. That was the only moment this entire weekend I thought about it. Well, the rest of the time, my life is a joy.
Happy for you all. I'm shocked that Aaron didn't have the anxiety I had. I had crazy anxiety last night just because my body is off.
You should try sleeping more.
No, I can't. I can't sleep.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Everyone, okay, we're going to get this out on the table, and then we're going to start having more fun, okay?
Okay.
Everyone's mad.
Yeah, it's not the best day.
Just like a grumpy day.
What? Like, I am the opposite of grumpy today.
There are a lot of factors.
Why are you in such a good mood? Did you have trick-or-treaters?
I turned my lights off.
No, you didn't.
I eventually turned my lights off. Because
they weren't coming?
I hope that's the only reason, because you brought this in.
Yeah, lots of
I have so many more candies at my house. Just unopened bags. I have so much candy at my house.
So we scared you into needing more candy, and then you didn't give it out.
Well, giving out candy as a male by himself feels strange.
Do not make me upset.
No, I wasn't trying to be like, I'm alone.
I know.
It's just like, my daughter was there for a while, and she was like handing candy out. And then when she left, I gave out a couple, and I was just like, and then there was like a lull.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm not going to, it feels.
You're putting that on yourself, though, because no one is coming to your door looking at you and saying he's alone.
Yeah. They're like, oh, someone else is here.
I would assume that your wife is somewhere else, or your kids are somewhere else.
They are.
That's what I'm saying. If I was a trick-or-treater, I'm not picturing you alone. So you are putting that on yourself.
Did answer the door as a family.
I think you do.
Like, we both answered the door, and I had the dog and he had the
candy.
Yes,
if there's somebody at the house, you answer it together, right? You all go to the door. Here's the thing.
I suppose.
The reason I am in a good mood, I'm not going to say why. But like...
Oh, did something happen this weekend?
Did you have a trick-or-treater?
He had a treat, all right.
You guys are making me nervous. Maybe something happened in that regard, but it didn't. No, it
and
didn't.
And you're not going to tell us?
No, I'm not.
That's rude.
You know what?
Okay, I'll just say this. Yeah. 2 second version. I went to get takeout. And I got taken out.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, my God. God. Okay.
We'll get back to that another day.
I don't refer to it as the 2 second version.
That's the 2 second
one. No, but you don't want
that. I did not have relations, you guys.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It was more of a trick.
Jesus
than a
H, can somebody turn the air on in here? It is so hot. The reason you guys are mad is you feel like Halloween shorted you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How? Like,
there were no trick-or-treaters. Remember how excited I was? I was like, we're setting up the lights. We set up the lights. We made sure there was a sign that said trick-or-treat everything.
Oh, that's right, because your door is on the side.
On the side of the house. The street.
Ooh, that's a good wind.
Thank
sound.
You. There was no one around.
Mm-hmm.
We got two knocks on the door about an hour and a half apart.
What?
And
what?
Yeah. We were in full costume. I was so excited. No one came.
Why? I haven't heard from a single person that said that they got more than 10 trick-or-treaters.
My mom lives on a very busy street in Longmont, and she said they got almost nobody.
What?
Which is really strange.
Something happened this year.
Yeah, we were out for like 40 minutes in our neighborhood, and it's disappointing because over the years, our neighborhood has kind of built up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, we live in a very diverse neighborhood where there's a lot of people from cultures that don't celebrate Halloween, so they're kind of like, as the years go on, they do a little more and a little more.
That's
they kind of like figured it, and they got, and then this year it just fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Nobody was out. We were out for 40 minutes in our neighborhood and didn't see anybody else walking.
That's
what?
Crazy.
Nobody else. It was us and a couple of the neighbors together, like, so four kids, and that's all we saw for the first 40 minutes.
So when, let me ask you this, because what was going on at my house before we stopped, like, if you're one of the lone people, then when somebody comes, you just unload on them, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are giving you an obscene amount of candy.
Yeah, we got to one. A couple were sitting outside. He was in a full-on Elsa costume. Oh. Like, they were so fun. And they had full-size candy bars. They had their dog out to try to, like, have him interact with the kids a little. They said they were trying to help him get a little more comfortable. There was a whole thing. They planned their whole night. And they were there for an hour before we showed up. We were the first ones.
You were the first ones?
Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
What?
I have a theory on this. It was a Friday night.
Yeah, that's the
adults
best.
Adults were having parties, and so everyone congregated at parties and only trick-or-treated there.
You still go trick-or-treat first. Like, you go do it, get it done at, like, dusk.
It's so early. Yeah, it's supposed to be 5:30 or whatever is when it starts. Yeah. It's like, are you going to Halloween parties that early?
But maybe. I think if parents were taking their kids with them, then they wanted to be back early. So maybe, like, a couple neighborhoods had big turnouts.
Yeah.
Please text in if your neighborhood did have a big turnout, because I'm moving there next year.
For real. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what happened in my neighborhood. I just sat alone in the dark all night.
I even invited you over.
I know.
I invited you downtown.
You did.
That would have been so much more fun.
It was not.
Oh. Well,
you should have been there on Saturday night when I went and got takeout.
What happened?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't understand women, and I never have, and today's the day I give up. I give up.
Why?
Because this girlfriend thing, or the boyfriend thing, like, boyfriends are bad.
Well, no.
You're embarrassed to have a boyfriend. You don't have one anymore. You've got a fiancé. But I just heard you and
thank
Aaron.
God.
No, but you and Aaron just said a thing that I've never heard of. Did you hear what they said?
Yeah, I don't.
Boyfriend sickness.
I've never heard of that either.
Every woman's ears just went.
What is boyfriend sickness?
When a girl gets I will say, guilty as charged.
Same, for sure.
You get a boyfriend.
Okay.
And that's your world.
You stop hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
You're only hanging out with him. You make him the center of your world instead of focusing on you.
What if he makes you the center of your world at the same time? What's wrong with that?
See, that's where I feel that my fiance and I kind of, like, we're just ready to, like, be done.
Yeah.
So that happened.
So then that's a good thing? Like,
no, I think it's still kind of boyfriend sickness. In my defense, I only had, like, two friends because I was in a new city when I met him. So it was different than if I had been, like, back home with all my high school friends and just disappeared.
But isn't it...
What?
Isn't it what we want in life? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but there's a line that it goes over.
It's a line that you're defining, like...
As someone who's not in the relationship.
Right. Like, I don't... It's like you've already got this barrier up before you even start. Like, I'm not going to get boyfriend sickness. But it's like, what if you just... I have been in relationships that are so consuming.
Right.
That my friends have gone like, hey, man, how come you don't want to go out for drinks anymore? It's like, hey, guys, why do we go out for drinks? I don't know, to meet girls. There it is.
Yeah.
Hi. That's why I'm not going. I don't want
to
go.
No, and I understand, like, wanting to be like, yes, I'm going to choose Nick over my friends sometimes. And they understand that because he's my partner. Like, I want to be with him. But it's when he becomes my only, like,
social life.
Where I am no longer independent. I am so dependent on him where it's not good. That there's just a line that it can't cross.
I'm also going to go ahead and say it. It's probably pretty misogynistic of us women to be like, well, boyfriend sickness is worse. Because when you say it, I'm like, oh, the boys wouldn't call that girlfriend sickness.
We don't at all. We call it, we found the one. We call it.
No, that's simping, is it not?
It doesn't need a name. The thing that made me mad in the story was, like, it's when you're defined by the guy and all your friends know it and stuff. And it's like you care. You shouldn't care what your friends think. When my friends pulled me aside and said, hey, you're not going out to the pubs anymore. I was like,
the pubs?
Right. Right. I don't care what you think. I like this girl.
This is the difference between men and women.
Yeah, and I'm not embarrassed by that. Like, that's the thing they're saying, having a boyfriend is embarrassing. But to be embarrassed, you have to care what other people are thinking or saying about you, or what their opinion is. And if you don't care, you can't be embarrassed.
There's so much pressure on women to not need a man.
Pressure from whom?
Other women.
There you go.
Yes. No, I will say that. There's so much pressure to not care what men think, to be independent, to do your own thing. think
but what if
the
your
problem.
Own thing is the man?
Oh, look. It is my own thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I love being engaged. Yes. I love spending my Saturdays with him and our dog. I love it. I will say that now.
But then you said guilty as charged with boyfriend sickness.
Totally.
Did you ever feel like you were making the wrong decision?
No. But I could see how outsiders could go, well, all she does is hang out with her boyfriend. And it's like, isn't that why we get them?
Yes. That's what I don't understand.
To spend our lives with them.
Right. Like your friends... Because here's the deal.
But it's to grow together, not grow into one. This isn't that horror movie with Franco, brother.
Why not?
I'll tell you, I don't think a lot of girls care. I think they see that you've disappeared and they get mad.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I was like that too when I was single.
No, that's because you. I think we talked about this at some point where it's like, what did you call it when all your friends start?
The splinter era.
The splinter era. That. Mm. Like, when that starts happening, they didn't care about you.
No.
Because they found somebody, and the only ones who are mad at you are the lonely ones.
The ones that feel left behind.
Or the ones who are with the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you're no longer a source for me to escape my crappy relationship. So I need you to keep doing girls' nights with me, Erica, till I find a better version of what I've coupled with. And that's not your fault. You love your fiancé.
A lot.
Yes.
It's real gross.
It's embarrassing.
No, we don't have
but you're the same, man. You don't have any. I'm not trying to be mean. Oh. Mm-hmm. Your wife is your best friend.
For sure.
That's not embarrassing.
I don't think it is. No.
Yeah, it's different. Women are never embarrassing.
Yeah.
But Hack is kind of pathetic.
No, stop.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. The girls are not going to be happy with this one.
When are
Victim
we?
Of a crime was charged with a crime herself.
No.
Come on.
What?
Herself?
Outrage.
Okay. You don't even know what it is yet.
Anger.
Okay. All right.
I've got a story that will remind you to always be on the alert.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Wow. I don't even think I want to do this today.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes from China. So there was a couple in China. Just picture this. Put yourself in their shoes. They were having a lovely...
They have kind of small feet.
Oh, well, shove them in. They were having a lovely evening at home. They were just hanging out in their living room.
Uh-huh.
Relaxing.
Okay.
And
nice.
Boom! All of a sudden, a woman.
A what?
A woman?
A woman? Her bathtub.
Oh.
And the gallons of water with it.
Manifesting
fell
works.
Their
Manifesting
ceiling.
Works. Okay. Come with me. Let's go. Think about it. Hard.
She had been relaxing.
Hard.
There is no bathtub above us. Anyway, she had been relaxing in her bathtub when the floor gave way. And no one was hurt, apparently, but she just landed naked, bathing.
Naked girl
in their
landing
living room.
In my living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
We can make
but
it
you're
happen.
With your wife.
Oh my gosh.
I wish you could have seen his face.
You can check out Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'd be like, honey, remember how we've been talking about
this? This is the sign from above.
Clearly from above. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But she's fine.
As far as I know, yes.
She had to be in one of those like Cialis bathtubs and like the
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far of a drop.
But still, you fall in a bathtub, it's gonna, yeah. Okay. My story also not from Florida. It's from South Africa.
Ah.
South Africa. So a woman was in her bathtub.
No.
And no, she was walking down the street and a man approached her in the trench coat.
How dare what? You?
Wait, he approached in a trench coat?
Yes, and he flashed her at the train station.
That is my worst nightmare.
You know how often she says that? Yeah. We need a spreadsheet of Erica's worst nightmare.
It's among the top 10.
Because it's a little bit of everything. Mm. So when he flashed her, she did what most women would do. Hi-ya!
She karate chop him?
She karate kicked him in the jewels.
Ooh.
That's my girl.
Police were called. He was arrested for indecent exposure.
As he should be.
She was arrested for assault.
We're bailing her out.
That's what I'm saying.
We ride at dawn. What are you talking about?
We ride. Yes. Yeah. That's what they said. It's a countersuit. She's been charged with assault.
It wouldn't have happened if he didn't flash her.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened if he kept his ding-a-ling inside his coat.
Oh my God, did you realize how close I thought? Like, I thought she was going to say it.
I did too.
Yeah. All, now he is just in his bathtub hoping to fall in on... Other, I was trying to tie the stories together. It was
he's just waiting in a trench coat, hoping the floor will fall out from under him.
Yes.
There we go.
Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.